Hi, this is Carla Hall, and you're on the road with Dane with WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicagoland, and on the line with us, honored to have best-selling author, and of course you know her from her starring roles in award-winning hit shows like Top Chef and that amazing run of ABC's The Chew, and of course the best all-time MC right here in Chicago for the James Beard Awards, the one and only Chef Carla Hall. Welcome to WGN.
Hi, thank you for having me. And that introduction was amazing, so thank you very much.
You deserve it. All I'm doing is describing you, and so maybe you should check your resume, take a look at that business card, because you're every bit of it. And when you think, we mentioned the book, and for Soul Food, Every Day and Celebration, this is the time of year in the holidays where everybody is kind of celebrating. Do you do anything different during the holiday time, or kind of step it up, or what are some of the kind of cool Carla Hall things that go on during this time for you?
You know, it's so funny because people will ask me, oh, do you cook for the holidays? I bet you cook all year round. You don't want to cook for the holidays. Actually, I save myself for the holidays. I want to cook at the holidays because of all of that tradition. I want what I want. But my family, since I started doing my cookbooks in 2011, they will do recipes from my cookbooks, which I'm glad because they can go rogue sometimes. You know, and I think that for those people who, even if you don't have a cookbook, if you have favorite recipes, I think as a family, or even if you have a potluck or some kind of celebration with your friends, I think get together, decide what recipes you're going to do, and stick to it. It takes some pressure off of you.
I love it. Whenever we talk on a regular basis to a lot of the top personalities in food, and some of them feel that pressure, you know, once they're, you know, nationally known as a great food person, the family, friends, they all lean on them like, hey, you've got to make stuff, or you've got to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Or is this? And then for the listeners, this is the most beautiful thing. So Carla does sort of that, like, you know, teach a man to fish philosophy, is when your family comes up, you just say, I'm gonna give you page 52 in the cookbook. You just go and do that. And there you go. Now you're all on your own, and you're the master of your own domain there.
Exactly. And let me tell you, the pride that my family has, and the pride that people are going to have, that everybody is involved in the preparations. This year, my nephew, for the first time, made something for Thanksgiving, but he made my molasses baked chicken wings and my new cookbook. And he was like, I want you to heat them. I have the sauce. I want you to do this. Do you like it? What do you think? I mean, he was involved in how he wanted us to eat these chicken wings. And it was so cute. And my niece made the cornbread. My brother-in-law made my turkey recipe. So they get involved. And also with the younger people, these are going to be recipes that they remember.
Well, you think about that. You mentioned some of the family members. This is that time of year in the holiday time where everybody comes together, young, old, senior citizens, family, extended family, and those kind of things. And I know, you know, we've got in our personal family, I know our in-laws are pushing 80. You know, my parents are somewhere in the mid-70s. And I know you've got some specific thoughts on that, you know, as far as how to feed seniors, things that they're going to not only appreciate, it'll be good for them, but also that they'll enjoy.
Well, that's it. And I think that what people forget about seniors, the older you get, the more isolated you become. And so with my mother, she's pushing 80 as well, and her taste buds are changing. So I have a recipe here. It's stewed lentils over cornbread, and I also serve it with an over-easy egg, or you can do sunny-side-up egg. I have some sour cream here. You can do some yogurt, some fresh parsley, and it's a way to get protein in. Lentils are a blank slate, so no matter where you live in the country, no matter what your heritage is, you can take those spices that are familiar with you and make you feel warm and cozy and put them into this lentil stew. And I like the cornbread because it has a lot of texture, but it doesn't have to be cornbread, which is a nice filling meal. But it can also be some kind of grilled bread. But these are great for leftovers as well.
On the food side, too, when you're thinking about some of these dishes, you make them approachable and sometimes easy. And at the holiday times, not only for your own family and things that you'd make or suggest for loved ones, but also people are getting out in the community and helping people as well. I see that in Jeff Gordon, you know, NASCAR driver Jeff Gordon was a part of the drive to end hunger as well. And you're part of that, of course, on the road here with that. I mean, it's kind of an interesting fit for you. How did you get involved?
I've been involved with AARP and Chase for 4 years, and interestingly enough, it was when I turned 50. But unlike a lot of other people who aren't as excited to turn 50, my mother, I mean, people are like, no, I'm not 50. But my mother had been volunteering for AARP for at least 10 years before I turned 50. And I was just like, oh, my gosh, discounts. This is amazing. Where's my card? I had a call of like, look, where's my card? What's up with my card? I want some discounts. And so I also wanted to work with them because to support their work that they're doing to end senior hunger. Because I think the stats are staggering, finding out that nearly 10 million Americans age 50 plus, not even 63, are affected by hunger. And in this rich country, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, we support a lot of the different either food banks or charities or those things that kind of support that. And Carla, you're right. And let the listeners know we're talking with celebrity chef Carla Hall. And it's one of those things that kind of goes under the radar a lot. And even in communities that you wouldn't think would be in need are food insecure. And then when you talk about it, right, on the senior citizen side, you think a lot of them have, you know, things all figured out. They're all set. And a lot of times they're the ones most in need.
Well, I think it's because they become isolated. If you are having problems with your bills and buying groceries, if you have to choose between medicine and food, you're going to choose medicine. But if you don't eat, that exacerbates the problem of why you need medicine, because food is natural medicine. And I think, you know, which came first, the chicken or the egg? And so you have to check on these people. And right now we're talking about making food. And you talked about how you can make, while you're making something for yourself, make it for other people in the community. You can also start a support, a food drive. You know, I know there are lots of boxes around different communities where you can just take canned goods and things like that. You can also donate by dining with the AARP and Chase credit card. 10 cents goes to the drive to end hunger at all restaurants. And it seems like a small amount, but since 2011, they've raised over $8.7 million.
Wow.
So it's huge.
Well, it's cool to see that they're doing that. We'll definitely have links here at WGN Radio. Links back to that. And, of course, Greater Chicago Food Depository is one. And you may suggest a couple others. We'll have links for those as well. 50 years old, you're excited to do it. Of course, you got so many. You know, you've got decades and decades and decades ahead of you, right, to go out there and have some adventures. But a lot of your fans, they feel like, you know, you have reached the top, the pinnacle in so many ways on the career path. We always love to have kind of that transformative travel and journey through life. And, you know, I don't know how many times we've talked with either accountants and nothing against the accounting profession. There are some exciting and very satisfied individuals working in that field, but you got in there a great education and you got into like the point where you were actually in that career. And then you made that switch into food and everyone is super thankful, but I'm sure you're as thankful as anyone for that.
Oh my gosh. I love accountants who love accounting. I did not. I love my accountant so much, but that was not supposed to be my path. And then after that, I went into modeling because I was just on this journey to say, okay, I don't want to do that. I'm not sure what I want to do. And I fell into that. So I was in Paris and London. And then I fell in love with food. And it's not that it was this straight path. Oh, I like food. What am I going to do? I was bumping and going, you know, it's like, okay, it was like going down the river and hitting some rocks and, you know, and then the white water. You know, and I was hitting that, and I was catering. I had a lunch delivery service for 5 years. And when I tell you, I worked every single day for 5 years. I would get up, make sandwiches and cakes and breads and biscuits, and then I would go to the store, and I'd get up, and I would do it all over again. And I did that for 5 years.
Now, of course, we can all look back and say, hey, this was a great decision, a no-brainer, so to speak. But Howard University, that's as good as it gets. Accounting seems like a really great field. Were there, your mom's pushing 80 now, back maybe 15, 20 years ago when you were going through this, was she saying like, Carla, you're crazy?
Oh, you know she was. I mean, my friends, as a matter of fact, there was an intervention with one of my friends, and she had said to my mom, I'm worried about your daughter. Okay, she's not my friend now because I'm like, who calls your mother to tell them that they're worried about you so that your mother can be really worried? So then my mother was worried, and I was like, I'm good. I just need to figure it out. And my mother was from the generation where you get that job and you stay in that job. And I'm like, I can't. I don't want to be 40 and hate my job. I can't do it. So my intention was to always be happy. That's the only thing that I knew I wanted to do. So, you know, when people say, oh, you knew exactly what you wanted to do. No, I kept going for my heart to be satisfied. And then I ended up, you know, catering. I went to culinary school at 30, and then I worked in restaurants. And then I worked in catering companies. Then I had my own catering company. Then I had a cookie business. And then I did Top Chef. Well, that was in the middle when I was catering. And then after Top Chef the first time, I did it again. You know why I did Top Chef the second time?
Why?
I did it because I wanted to tell people I didn't cater anymore. I was like, I'm done. I'm finished with catering. I'm a recovering caterer. I hate catering. You know, nothing to the caterers out there, because I know you guys do a great job.
Yes.
Just like the accountants. But it just wasn't for me. Because you're moving four times. You move the food from the kitchen to the van, from the van to the venue, and then back again.
The stuff that you've been doing, the adventures that you've had, you've been sharing them, and we've been kind of living alongside you the entire time. And we're excited to see what's next. I know timing is a little bit tight, but we do want to get that social media out there if people can follow your adventures and see what's next for Carla Hall on the TV side. We want to see more of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'll be out there on Twitter, on Instagram, Carla P. Hall, and thank you for your always supporting me and allowing me to come on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, of course. Thanks, Carla. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.